Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now let's celebrate summer music on this summer solstice with John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck. He's here to talk about the summer music scene, outdoor concerts, festivals, free music, and all that stuff. John, welcome back to the show. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice, Brian.
And as you've been hearing, John and everybody, we're going to celebrate one of our favorite summer music days, and that is today. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know that this is Make Music New York Day. And we are convening the first ever Brian Lehrer Show on air orchestral quartet in honor of Make Music New York Day. We have found four musicians in our audience. You heard us soliciting through the show. They're getting on the phone right now, and we are going to do sort of Billie Holiday's version of George Gershwin's Summertime for this unusual quartet. So as we're getting people hooked up here, John, just tell us a little bit about Make Music New York Day.
Well, Make Music New York is a day-long kind of celebration of the summer solstice and of making music in New York, where, you know, performances just like break out on street corners, in parks, in public places throughout the city. There's an amazing performance scheduled for 5:30 this afternoon at Central Park Lake, on the lake, you know, where trombonists will be rowed out on rowboats and audience members will surround them on the shores of the lake, and a few will be in boats themselves.
And that's where you go listen to these professional musicians. It's not like BYO oboe.
Right. Although I have to say, you know, a lot of Make Music New York is not professional. A lot of it is semi-professional, amateur groups. There's a lot going on throughout the day. The reason I mentioned the Central Park thing is just it's a work by this Canadian composer, R. Murray Schafer, no relation, who is like the dean of Canadian composers and a guy who sort of invented the term soundscape, where the environment, the sound around you is as much a part of the music as whoever's playing the instrument. So a really nice way of turning a major public place in New York into a musical experience today.
And I wonder with all those pianos scattered around parks right now, whether some spontaneous jam sessions might spring up among people who know that it's Make Music New York Day. Now, listeners, we may have time for your calls on summer music festivals and outdoor fun. What festivals are you attending? What's your favorite free music series or outdoor venue? Give your recommendations for summer music on the phones if you want to call in, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for your summer music tips with John Schaefer from Soundcheck. But while those calls are coming in, we have four other calls ready to go as we convene our on-air orchestral quartet, and they will be playing this version of Summertime by Billie Holiday. Joining us now, Dan Lipsitz, who will be playing the sax. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tenor, alto, what you got?
Baritone right now.
Oh, baritone sax. Our bass player is on wind. Then Christian Montagut on harmonium. Hi, Christian.
Hello, Montague. Thank you.
Montague, forgive me. On the piano, we have Anne-Britt Duchateau. Did I say your name right?
Perfectly.
And
yes.
Hakeem Mutlak, the whistler. Hakeem?
Wow. Hey, how you doing?
So thanks, all of you, for joining us. And here's how it's going to work. We sent you all the song in advance, as you know. So hopefully you have the key and the tempo set. So go ahead and put your phone on speaker, if you haven't done it already, and place it nearby so that you can hear the others. This is our very high-tech monitor system. And we're going to play the Billie Holiday version again. And after a few measures, feel free to just kind of trickle in whenever you're ready. And once you're all playing along, we'll drop Billie Holiday down and let you take over. Okay, so are you all set?
Sounds great.
Here we go. A one and a two. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Lipsitz on the baritone sax, Christian Montague on harmonium, Anne-Britt Duchateau on the piano, and Hakeem Mutlak, the whistler.
And the crowd goes wild.
I see the cigarette lighters everywhere in our studio. Oh, no, that's illegal. All right, and they can't stop. Hey, guys, it's over.
Thank you so much.
Make Music New York.
Hey, Hakeem, that was awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
Anne-Britt, thanks.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Christian, thanks for taking part.
Thank you.
And Dan Lipsitz, our bass man on the wind instrument, the last to fade out. Thank you. That was really superb.
Oh, thank you. I think there might have been a bit of a delay there.
Oh, that's okay. It just added to the
avant-garde nature of it.
That's right, the phase-shifting kind of fun. All right, go out, find another place outside to make music, you guys. Thanks a lot. Happy Make Music New York Day.
Thank you,
Brian. You too.
And there you go, listeners. Make Music New York Day, the first ever Brian Lehrer Show on-air orchestral quartet. A harmonium is an orchestral instrument, John, right?
Okay, sure. So it's right. Your orchestra, if you say so.
So we have, you know, I come from the David Amram School of Conducting. Anything goes. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of those other musical events of the summer, hopefully a little bit less discordant. You were telling us before the show that there are so many options for summer music, and it's really it hasn't been that way until pretty recently.
You know, I mean, you can remember, Brian, summer used to be the time to get out of Dodge, you know, because there just wasn't a whole lot going on in New York. I mean, you had the Mostly Mozart Festival, and that is still going. But now, you know, we've got the revised Lincoln Center Festival. Central Park Summer Stage has come back stronger than ever. Celebrate Brooklyn, River to River Festival. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like and it's music wall to wall throughout the summer months here in New York. Much of it free, much of it in public parks and other public spaces. So just in terms of what's out there, an embarrassment of riches bringing you music for every single imaginable taste.
Any particular show or series you're looking forward to?
You know, there's a couple of things. The Lincoln Center Festival is presenting Monkey by Damon Albarn. People will know Damon Albarn from the hugely successful 1990s Brit pop band Blur and from his animated rock band Gorillaz. He's the guy behind both of those bands. Monkey is a huge, ambitious, sprawling multimedia thing of music and acrobats and martial arts and cartoons and Chinese instruments and Western instruments and rock instruments all coming together. It's been done here before to great effect, so great an effect that the Lincoln Center Festival is bringing it back.
Where are they doing it? A lot of the Lincoln Center Festival takes place in Alice Tully, right?
It's on the campus. I'm not sure which of the venues
inside? Or
they do
it's
inside
a paid
and
ticket,
outside.
You go in.
This is going to be a paid event. Another sort of multimedia thing that I am really looking forward to is at Celebrate Brooklyn at the Prospect Park Bandshell. In early August, they're screening the film Beasts of the Southern Wild with live orchestra. So that wonderful score, which the filmmaker Ben Zeitlin helped to compose himself, is being performed live on stage as you watch the film Beasts of the Southern Wild.
All right. Let's see if any of our listeners want to contribute a quick tip for outdoor music this summer. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But we only have a couple of minutes. Let's get Heather in Manhattan in here. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
What you got?
I'm going this year to Colorado's Rock Jam. I have been all over the world to see some of the greatest festivals in rock for summer. I've been to Pepsi Fest in Hungary. I've been to Sweden Rock. I've been to Wacken. And this year, I'm actually choosing to stay in the U.S. for a smaller festival in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Awesome. Good to know for our listeners who may be heading west. And, John, locally, we've already had the great Googamooga in Prospect Park.
Right.
Governor's Ball on Governor's Island. The Electric Zoo took place on Randall's Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, it looks like some of the huge festivals are over already, and it's only the first day of summer.
Well, you know, I think nobody wants to be stuck outdoors on a hot, humid day in the middle of July or August in New York. So early June is often a very good time for those big outdoor festivals.
Another thing you were telling us is that there's the summer blockbuster album in the same way that there's the summer blockbuster movie.
Right. You got your Man of Steel, you got your World War Z in the cinemas, and for music lovers, there's the Daft Punk record, which just keeps going and going and going. The new Kanye West album is out. Jay-Z. There are trailers already. Trailers for a record.
Premiered during the NBA Finals,
that's
that trailer.
Right. That's right. So we're expecting a big summer blockbuster from Jay-Z as well.
And a tie-in on that with Samsung phones, I read, to give their customers early access. And by the way, listeners, when you talk about summer blockbuster albums, we will post the listener quartet version of Summertime on iTunes for download for the low, low price of $19.99. I'm sure it'll be a huge hit. Nada in Rockland County has one. Hi, Nada.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. What you got?
There's a wonderful thing that takes place every Sunday. I'm not exactly sure of the timing, but I'm sure you can find it out. Central Park North and 110th Street, the Harlem Mir Music Festival. It goes on all summer long. Sundays, it's free. A lot of jazz, a lot of Latin music. It's a really tremendous, tremendous place to be.
Nada, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Can we go to Tom and Mawa? I think that line is not quite ready. Okay, Tom. Well, I guess we don't have time. So before you go, John. Now we can have Tom and Mawa. Hey, Tom, real quick, what's your recommendation?
Hi, Brian. The Fryhofer's Jazz Festival at Saratoga Springs next weekend. I believe it's the 36th year.
Who's your hottest band playing there this year? Do you know?
Well, Tony Bennett's going to be there. David Sanborn with Bob James, the Cookers, Arturo Sandoval. I could go on and on. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Oldie but goodies jazz festival. John,
they know how to do that stuff up at Saratoga, too.
I guess so.
Yeah.
As a big racing aficionado, spent some of the summer every year.
I've spent a fair amount of time up there.
Gone to one or two concerts there yourself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go, we talked about how overwhelming the summer music options are. Is there one place you recommend people go to get a sense of what's out there outdoors?
Well, you know, Brooklyn Vegan online has a very, you know, comprehensive list. Oh My Rockness, another online source. Both of them are pretty comprehensive in their listings of where to go and what to see.
John Schaefer, Mr. Soundcheck, Mr. New Sounds, Mr. Saratoga, and Mr. Summer Music Tips on the summer solstice. Thanks a lot, John, and I wish you all could have seen his face during the orchestral jam. John, have a great summer.
Insanely jealous. Want one of my own now.
Let's go to the kazoo shop down the block after the show, okay?
Make music New York, everybody.
Have a great weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Happy solstice.